This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. It is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvini Baraj.
And we are asking you, are the jobs kids want today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? We've got a couple of messages on WhatsApp.
Of course, Maggie Bass, thank you for writing in. You said, not sure what kids nowadays want to be, but I'm sure a lot of girls would not want to be a stay-home wife or mother. Oretta Herrera, my old friend, she says, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a daydreamer till my dad said, it doesn't pay your bills. But I'm so glad he allowed me to pursue my designing course. I'm so glad about that. But because I daydream about doing a lot of things, I now run a service I'm passionate about. So yeah, dad, it does pay to be a daydreamer.
You never know. In the future, you know, maybe we are all out of jobs and daydreaming could be the next job, right?
With you robots feed the machine.
Yeah, you feed the machines with your dreams.
Yeah.
This is from watching too many movies.
Yeah, of course.
You probably just watched Terminator a couple of weeks ago or so. That's why. Anyways, beyond the future of, you know, the kids at the 8-year-olds and 12-year-olds, what they're going to be in, you know, the next coming, I guess, 10, 15 years from now, let's look at next year.
So this is Robert Walters' Recruitment Outlook 2020. Technology and transformation roles remain in high demand across Southeast Asia. No surprises there. Talents with niche skill sets can expect up to 30% increase in 2020 when changing jobs. So they do this survey, and I know that they send a whole pouch of 200 pages. So this is a highlight just for Malaysia. So yes, technology and transformation roles remain in high demand. On a whole, we can this is Kimberly Liu, the country manager, says we can expect a 3.8% increment for those staying in their jobs. I like to see that. While those are moving jobs or are promoted can expect a 15 to 20% increment. Talents with niche skills who are changing jobs, on the other hand, are looking at an increment of up to 30%. I think like technology being the you know the base of if you move to these jobs, because even within your traditional industries, it's those that has the technology capability, right? So I'm just going to go through some of them, and it says that here, like for example, accounting and finance. Within that, they're looking at a senior financial business analyst, a financial controller for banking and financial services, digital. If you have skills in digital banking. Strategy, projects and transformation, and risk and governance. Looking at sales and marketing, export sales, programmatic marketing, brand management, retail operations, and even in HR business partner, talent acquisition, employer branding, talent management. So within that HR umbrella, these are the areas that go in. Let me see. So in tech and transformation, what they're looking at, cybersecurity, Agile and Scrum and Big Data and AI. So if you have these skills, this is the opportunity. He says traditional roles such as governance and operation management, together with roles relating to adoption of recent technological advancements, analytics, digitalization, transformation, automation, big data. So no surprises there. Professionals in procurement and logistics, 89%, accounting and finance, 75%, and engineering, 75%, are optimistic about opportunities in the industry. Engineering roles continue to be high in demand in northern region. I'm thinking Penang. Must be Penang. In the HR sector, the onslaught of digitalization is opening up opportunities for talents with hybrid skill sets. So all this is looking good. But what encourages people to want to work with you? Work-life balance, good working environment, learning opportunities, and competitive remuneration among the key reasons that influence people to stay and thrive in the work environment. So it's nice to know that there's, you know, the opportunities, there's growth and that sort of thing. But I think some things still remain the same that we want, right?
Yeah, but I guess, you know, it's good that we're seeing, I guess, from this report, and it's extensive, like you mentioned, it's like 200 over pages in the report. But, you know, in when we break it down, it's really just like three skills, you know, more or less three skills in each of the big sectors that we see, whether it's accounting, financing, whether it's banking, financial services, whether it's the legal and corporate sector, whether it's the sales and marketing or the tech and transformation. It's three skills that, you know, that it's really in demand. And if you're, I guess, someone in the space looking at these kind of industries to venture into, whether you're a grad that, you know, just got out of university and looking for opportunities, you know, ask yourself, like, are you equipped with any of these skills that you're looking for, right? So if you're, you know, for example, if you're in the tech and transformation, you know, are areas in cybersecurity, you know, or areas in agile and scrum or big data and AI, you know, champion in one of them, or, you know, right. excel in one of them, and you could go very far because, you know, like 2020 is just around the corner. It's not something you can, you know, achieve all three in the next, you know, few months. But, you know, I guess dab into one of these areas and explore. There are a variety of different courses that you can get online. You
upskill, know, reskill.
Upskill, reskill yourself. Yeah. And then from there, I guess, you know, the you know, goes back to the world is your oyster again, because even if you're an expert in big data and AI in the tech side, that doesn't mean you are only bounded to the tech industry. You could probably do big data and AI in agriculture, for example, well, right? So the world is really your oyster.
Since we're talking about kids on today's show and what kids want to be today and what they'll be like 20 years from now, you know, 15 years from now, how, you know, like data like this, I think will be useful, especially if it trickles down to maybe like not even primary, but as they end to secondary school, because let's give, for example, like let's say someone wants to be a YouTube star. Let's say that's what they really want to be. At what point does that change, or at what point do they stop wanting to be a YouTube star? Is it because they've changed their interests, or is it because there's not enough support from teachers or parents or people around? And if they had data like this, if they had something to look back on, or like, you know, graphs and like a 200-page booklet, they'd be able to go like, okay, these are the prospects for next year. These are the prospects for 5 years from now. If you want to go into this industry, maybe you should pursue something in this line. Maybe not. Even if you're not a YouTube star, you might be able to do something in the entertainment industry. Right. You know?
There's so many things supporting it as well, right? Just as Rukija Kulasi, she said, as a teacher, I ask my students what they want to be. Most want to be YouTubers. Now, I've had this conversation with my son.
Yeah.
And he says, yes, I want to be a YouTuber. I said, great. Where is that video? You know, so work is still the premise of everything you want to do. Coming up with content is still the premise. You know, putting up a video, doing all these things is still what you want to, you have to do. Son says he wants to go be an actor. I said, really? I never hear you saying wanting to go to any plays or anything of that sort. So it's still work, right? Whatever you decide to do, nothing comes easy. If your young kids are listening here, Auntie Frida is telling you, nothing comes easy.
I mean, that's very true, because like one of my favorite YouTuber, Johnny Harris of Vox, and you know, he has his own channel as well. And on his own channel, because he rose to fame when he started doing his Vox Border series, where he would travel to borders of, you know, around the world and different borders and tell their story of how this borderline was drawn up back in the days. And people started to be very fascinated in the way he told his story of, you know, of other people's story in that sense, right? So he then created his own YouTube channel, which he kind of gave an insight into how he became this YouTube, you know, star. And some of the videos that he shared on his own YouTube page was videos that he shot way back when he was a nobody. And he was explaining that, you know, he's always dreamt of, you know, being able to, you know, shoot videos and movies and do things. And he always had a video camera with him and recorded everything in his life when he was a kid, and, you know, edited them. And he had that, you know, I could see you developed that as a kid, because you were actually doing videos even as a kid. Now with new technologies, you know, he's doing, you know, more funky animations and, you know, more graphics as he's learned, you know, all self-taught. But it, when you look back at the years, even when he was a kid, there was a video of him when he was 3 years old and, you know, walking around with one of those, you know, big handycams and and going around the house.
One of the girls I really admire, Lily Singh. Right, her content is not something I feel, but I appreciate what she does. Read her book. You know, she's been doing this forever. And Monday, she said, every Monday, Thursday, I will have content, even when no one was looking, even when no one was watching it. But everybody, slowly, people knew that Monday, Thursday, the content was coming out, and she put work and effort into it. So nobody sees the work in the early days and how she's built it up. Right. So, like I said, right, to be a YouTuber is not a one-off. It's about consistency.
Anyways, we're asking you, are the jobs kids want today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? When we come back, Arvin will talk about the jobs that didn't exist 15 years ago. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.